You're listening to SBS News.
George Floyd died on the 25th of May as a white Minneapolis police officer pressed a knee into his neck for almost 9 minutes. His pleas of "I can't breathe" became a rallying cry for protesters. His death has come to embody fractured relations between communities of color and police in the United States and beyond, as tens of thousands of protesters have taken to the streets all over the world. Politicians, civil rights activists, and celebrities joined in sharing memories of George Floyd, the man they called a gentle giant, before his golden casket was to be conveyed by horse-drawn carriage to his final resting place by his mother's grave. Though it was a solemn occasion, the Fountain of Praise Church in southern Houston was filled with joyous music and words of fond remembrance for a kind and gifted man whose death galvanized a worldwide movement. Some 500 guests, all masked due to the coronavirus pandemic, filled the church, including actors Channing Tatum and Jamie Foxx, as well as boxing champion Floyd Mayweather, who's reportedly paying all the funeral expenses. Also in attendance were civil rights advocate the Reverend Al Sharpton, along with a number of local and national officials. The Reverend Al Sharpton paid tribute to the presence of family members of other African Americans whose loved ones' deaths sparked the Black Lives Matter movement.
All of these families came to stand with this family, because they know better than anyone else the pain they will suffer from the loss that they have gone through.
The Reverend asked them all to stand to be recognized as the church erupted in applause.
The mother of Trayvon Martin, will you stand? The mother of Eric Garner, will you stand? The sister of Botham Jean, will you stand? The family of Pamela Turner right here in Houston, will you stand? The father of Michael Brown from Ferguson, Missouri, will you stand? The father of Ahmed Aubrey, will you stand?
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden, who has visited the family, offered words of condolence to Mr. Floyd's children in a video message of solidarity and hope.
Why in this nation do too many Black Americans wake up knowing that they could lose their life in the course of just living their life? Why does justice not roll like a river or righteousness like a mighty stream? Why? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we can't turn away. We must not turn away. We cannot leave this moment thinking we can once again turn away from racism that stings at our very soul.
The mayor of Houston also spoke at the funeral, surprising the congregation with a proclamation that June the 9th will now be recognized as George Floyd Day in Houston.
But we honor him today because when he took his last breath, the rest of us will now be able to breathe. So therefore I, Sylvester Turner, mayor of the city of Houston, hereby proudly proclaim June 9th, 2020, as George Perry Day in the city of Houston. To God be the glory for the good he has done.
The Democratic congressman for Texas, the Reverend Al Green, took to the podium and demanded reconciliation.
This country has not reconciled its differences with us. We survived slavery, but we didn't reconcile. We survived segregation, but we didn't reconcile. We're suffering invidious discrimination because we didn't reconcile. It's time for a Department of Reconciliation in the highest land, the highest office. It's time to have someone who's going to make it his or her business to seek reconciliation for Black people in the United States of America every day of his life. That's what it is, it's all about. It's time for us to reconcile. We need a Department of Reconciliation.
Derek Chauvin, the 44-year-old white police officer who was filmed pressing his knee on the handcuffed Mr. Floyd's neck, faces up to 40 years if convicted on charges of second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and manslaughter. Three other policemen involved in Mr. Floyd's arrest are charged with aiding and abetting his murder. All four officers have been fired. Minneapolis authorities pledged to dismantle and rebuild the police department in the city where Floyd died. The Reverend Sharpton says George Floyd's fight is over.
George, you fought a good fight. You kept the faith. You finished your course. Go on and get your rest now. Go on and see Mama now. We're gonna fight on. We're gonna fight on. We're gonna fight on. We're gonna fight on.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.